the show, cuz, and me, Love and then I introduce radio. You.
All right.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show on Blog Talk Radio. Today is September 30th, and we have a great show for you tonight. I'm your host, Lucinda Fierros, with my co-host, Mr. Robert Boyd. And our guest tonight is Mr. Michael Guyton. He grew up in the ghettos of Detroit, Michigan. And tonight we'll hear Michael's story of his struggles living a street life and then how he pursued his hip-hop dream. And he'll tell us some of the changes that he made in order for him to make his dream become a reality. His hip-hop name is Black Bean, and we look forward to talking to him tonight. Before we do that, we just wanted to let you know that our new soundtrack is going to be released tomorrow, and you can get that at Harlem World Books and Videos in Detroit, Michigan, and that's at 21700 Greenfield Road in the Greenfield Plaza. You can also get your book there, the Streets Don't Love You Back book and soundtrack. And also, you can purchase these at Cincinnati, Ohio, in New York, and also in Oregon, and, of course, our website. And you can get all the information on our website, and that is at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. And let me welcome my co-host, and we'll give you some more of our announcements. How are you doing, Rob?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Ms. Lucinda. I'm just out here just thanking God just to be able to do what I do. And today we got a great show today, and the main man of the show today is my first cousin, Michael Guyton, a.k.a. Black Dean, and he's here to tell his story about how he changed his life and raised up in the hood and how things happened in his life to make him turn his life around and make good change in his life as well, you know. And we want to let everybody know that the book is doing great. The book is in several libraries, and Lucinda will let you know about that later on in the show. Before we go to Mr. Guyton, we're going to come out with the Streets Don't Love You backtrack right quick, featuring me and my man, LD. We're going to play that, and we'll be right back with our guest, Black Dean.
Yeah, yeah, this the Streets Don't Love You Back. We dedicate this to all the youths across America, all those who've been abandoned by their parents and loved ones. We let you know that God is good, always, even when no one else cares. He's there for you.
Oh, keep your head up. Oh, hey, the streets don't love you back. Out here grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. It's only one rule, baby, I don't get mine. The streets don't love you back. There's only one way on this lonely road. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home. The streets don't
never love you.
This is Rob Boyd checking in, letting you know the streets will never ever love you back.
When I was abandoned by my father in this world, when I was abandoned by the man that I thought loved me, it took my whole life in another direction, my mind. How can you say that you love me in this world? Never did nothing for me or my mama or my sister in this world. How can you look at yourself and be proud of what you've done? Now I say to myself, as a little child, I went to the street world, and I had to learn that it didn't love me back. Now I look at life so much in a different frame, my mind. Now I know the streets will never love me back. I thank God for what he done for me, 'cause I listened to my mama in this world. Now I tell all the children, all the little boys and girls, the streets will never love you, will never love you back.
The streets don't love me back. I ain't grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. There's only one rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. There's only one way on this lonely road.
Love you. Never
the streets
love
don't
you.
Love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home.
Never love you.
I know I can't change the way your young mind think. And I know you wanna lounge, smoke weed and drink. And I really ain't all the type to give a speech or preach, but I promise God that I would do this if you get me out the street. See, when I was coming up, motherfuckers was loyal, but now they cracking under pressure when the situation boils and comes to a head. Another fork in the road. Everyone got affidavits, show they codies told. They wasn't scared to do the crime, but now these motherfuckers cowards. The county was one thing, but now it's no more private showers. It's all in the open. Better learn to be a man. Fuck all the pistol popping, yapping. Should've learned to use your hands. Went from pods, dorms, to day rooms, to mess halls and rec yards. You think you something special? Everybody's got it hard. Penitentiary ain't like it is on TV. And a fair joint is something hope you never have to see. I don't care how tough you think you are to humble your ass. They got a room especially for you just to beat your ass. Shit sad, it's hard, raced by the streets with no dad. But going life or death impression ain't gonna never change the past. Cause
yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I like to dedicate this track to my mother, my brothers, my sister, to my man LD, his wife Holly, to my manager Lucinda, to my two sons, Michael and Robert. Dedicate this to my homeboys, the Bishop Crew off Van Eyck and Harper, the Brewster Project, my man Chickaria, Warner County Project, 430 Crew, Day and Fab, rest in peace. Let's do this. You live on through my vision. The streets don't love you back. One of your own made it. Now we tell the world, the streets will never love you back. Change your ways. Change your ways. Change your ways.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, and right back here at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show with my main man, Black Dean, and we're going to run over to Black Dean and ask him to introduce himself properly.
What's up, cuz? You know, that's your boy, the Black Dean, Detroit's finest, Black Bottom, don't stop. You know what I'm saying? We're in the building.
My man. So we're going to get right to the show with the Black Dean. Black Dean, we just want to ask you, where was you born at? Where was you raised at, and what got your life involved in the street life?
Well, I'm born on the east side of Detroit, you know what I'm saying? I was born off Gallister, you know what I'm saying? Elmwood Forest, that area, Black Bottom, you know. I came from nothing but a neighborhood of hustlers, neighborhood of killers. That's all I was ever around. That's all I ever knew. That's what I was raised around. Not necessarily glorifying it, but that was just people, you know what I'm saying, that were good people. But that's just all they knew, so that's all they showed you. You know what I'm saying? So what got me really involved in the street life, I mean, I can't even say I was like no big-time person in street life, but everybody that I hung with, they were deep into it. So you influenced, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you're young, you're influenced by it. So I learned tricks of the trade. I learned ins and outs, you know what I'm saying? I had the older cats. You know, one thing the older cats like, you know, boy, that's my first cousin. He was one of the older cats that I used to look up to. You know what I'm saying? They always taught us, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't have a reason that you broke. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason you should be broke from where you come from, you know what I'm saying, from where you're around. So just being in that environment, you know what I'm saying, it taught us, you know what I'm saying, if you want something, you got to get out here and get it. You got to get out here and hustle for it, you know what I'm saying? So I did what I had to do, you know what I mean, to make my ends meet or to get the things that I wanted in life, you know what I'm saying? Mama couldn't do it, you know what I'm saying? Mama couldn't take care of me after a brother was so old, you know what I'm saying? Daddy couldn't do it, you know what I'm saying? I had to get out here for myself.
So as growing up in the ghetto, and like you said, that's all you seen was hustlers and gangsters in your time and your era coming up. what kind of things that you get involved in your life at that time, and what kind of things that you think about at the time of you being in them streets? Did you think about how dangerous the streets was, or was you just out there doing what you had to do and didn't care about how dangerous the streets was?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Well, first, you know, I was raised in church. You know what I'm saying? My mom's was strictly church. I'm talking about Monday through Sunday. It was church. So I didn't know nothing about the streets, you know what I'm saying? And you know, the older I got, you know what I'm saying, the more I, like, swayed away from the church thing. So it first started for me, you know what I'm saying, hanging on the block. And the older we got, the more serious we got. So I was going to school on the west side, you know what I'm saying? I was east side dude. I was going to school on the west side. Once I got in high school, you know what I'm saying, it was the rule. You know what I'm saying? It was the east side and it was the west side thing. You know what I'm saying? So I had no choice. So in school, I was going to school with my tool. You know what I'm saying? I had my pistol every day. You know what I'm saying? And from me going to school carrying a pistol, you know what I'm saying, there's just something about having a gun in your hand that it just gives you this power, or it just make you feel like you got this power. So I wasn't scared like I was when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? I was a little more aggressive. I was a little more meaner. You know what I'm saying? It was like when I was carrying a pistol, I was looking for something to happen. So it went from me carrying a pistol to my first really getting out in the streets was I was selling weed. First started selling weed. Started selling weed, and, you know, the money, at first it was slow. You know what I'm saying? I stuck with it, and then it just blossomed, and then I got addicted to it. You know what I'm saying? I was on my own schedule. I was walking around with $5,000-$6,000 in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? I'm living good, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a young dude. I'm 16, 17 years old. You know what I'm saying? So from there, I figured the weed wasn't enough money. So I graduated from that. I went to selling rocks. But the thing with that was, you know what I'm saying, my dad is a street dude too. My dad finds out. You know what I'm saying? And when my dad finds out, he cussing to me. You know what I'm saying? Ask me what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Do I know what I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? I'm only like 19 years old. So my dad sat me down and he told me, you know what I'm saying, he gave me some advice. He said, well, I can't tell you not to do this because, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it regardless of I say don't do it or if, regardless of I make you stop doing it. You know, my dad advised to me, and, you know, it might not be good advice to anybody else, but I took it as good advice. He told me, if this is what you're going to choose to do with your life, he said, first of all, don't owe nobody. You know what I'm saying? Don't be getting fronted by nobody. Don't be having nobody have to be behind your back because you owe them money. Because he said, right now, you owe somebody money. So if they came right now and they said, where my money at, and you ain't got their money, they could pop you upside your head because they want their money. So that was the first rule to me. That was my dad. That was the first rule. If you're going to do this, then don't owe nobody. Don't be in nobody's pocket. You know what I'm saying? From there, I took that advice, and then I got my own thing. And, you know, I hustled that for a minute. And, you know what I'm saying, what got me, like I said, I was a church dude. What got me, one day a lady come to the spot. And for one, she pregnant. For two, she got two kids with her. And she got her sister with her. And she got two kids with her. And they come into the spot with the kids. And that bothered me. Like, really, really bad. Like, I don't know if it was like God just putting something in my head or just made me visualize that. But just seeing this woman walk up to this door with the kids, it just bothered me. So from that point, it was just like, do I really want to do this? Is this really me? You know what I'm saying? So after that, I just, like, gradually bagged myself away from it. Like, this ain't me. You know what I'm saying? That's what led to me to get into the music.
Dig that. So now we're going to turn the mic over to Lucinda to ask Black Dean some questions from the follow-up right there.
Okay, so what, actually you kind of answered my question. I was going to ask you what gave you the will to change, but you, kind of your story describes your will. What kind of finally made you stop it completely then, I guess? Because you said little by little you stopped feeling and...
I mean, you don't never stop. You don't never stop. I mean, if you're a hustler, you're a hustler. You're going to find a way to, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to be broke, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't necessarily say I just quit, you know what I'm saying? But it was
right.
Like, it was like gradually I just started seeing things. Like, a lot of dudes I grew up with, they either dead, they locked up. And when I say they locked up, they ain't never come out. You know what
right.
I'm saying? I got a friend right now I grew up with. He doing natural life without parole. You know what
right.
I'm saying? I got another buddy. He doing 30 to 60 years for just being there. He didn't shoot nobody. He ain't do nothing. He was just there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He went to jail for just being there, doing 60 years. You know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, I just saw a lot of people that I grew up with just start falling off. You know what I'm saying? To the point right now, I mean, a lot of friends I grew up with that are still out here that, I mean, I can count on one hand how many of us are still out here. We call and keep in contact with each other right now to be like, man, I'm just making sure you out here. I ain't talked to you in a couple months, man. I'm just making sure you all right, you know, because everybody else we hung out with or grew up with, they either dead or they in jail, you know what I'm saying? And that wasn't the life of me. I ain't want to put my mom through that. I ain't want to put my family through that. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, the older you get, the smarter you get.
Well, hopefully. Some people don't get any smarter, but for the ones that do.
You get smarter. It's the point that do you want to listen? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's there. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, you know what I'm saying? God didn't make nobody to go from young to old and remain dumb. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
I'm just talking about the ones that continue selling drugs and, you know, they're 50, 60 years old and they're still out there hustling in the streets. And they haven't really learned a whole lot or changed, you know.
I mean, you know, to be honest with that, about that, I can't knock nobody that hustle. I mean, it's a bad thing, but I can't knock nobody that hustle because everybody has they different reasons. Everybody got their different reasons of what they do. I know hustlers right now that's doing it and don't want to do it. They wish they
right.
didn't have to do it. I know hustlers right now that sat down and talk to me and be like, man, I wish I could find a job, man. This street life just ain't me no more. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even no honor in it no more. You know what I'm saying? I know people like that. They don't want to do it.
I know, but those same people have to take initiative to change their lives themselves. I mean, there's the internet. There's, you know, you can get an education. You can get a better job. It all depends on what you really want in life.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly. But you're talking about a hustler.
You got to look at it
on both sides. You know what I'm saying? You could say...
You know, if you can be a good hustler on the street, you could be a good salesman in a store or a car dealership or anywhere else also, you know. So they're there because that's where they want to be. And, yeah, they're making lots of money maybe. But still, I mean, it comes down to the choices that they want to make in their lives and how they want to. I mean, obviously, if you want to change your life, you're going to change your life. If you don't, you won't.
Everybody don't have that luxury. You know what I'm saying? Like me and Boyd, you know what I'm saying? Like my mother and his mother are sisters. You know what I'm saying? So me and him are first blood. You know what I'm saying? We got the same blood.
Right.
Our parents raised us in the church, first and foremost. My grandfather was a reverend. You know what I'm saying? So we church, we know, you know what I'm saying, everything we've done in the streets or everything we've done outside of church was on me and him. You know what I'm saying? That was our choice. But it wasn't because our parents didn't teach us that. It wasn't because our parents didn't put us in the right place. A lot of guys or a lot of females or a lot of people that we grew up with didn't have that background. A lot of people we grew up with didn't have that, you know what I'm saying, that same upbringing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them don't know church. A lot of them don't know right from wrong because they was never taught that. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of them that come from a line of hustlers in their family, so that's all they know. So, like I said, I don't knock it and I don't, you know what I'm saying, I don't condone it. You know what I'm saying? It's not for me. And anybody in my family or anybody that I know, I talk to them like I got younger cousins under me. I'm constantly talking to them. You know what I'm saying? So they'll know. So you won't have an excuse. But some people just don't know. So I can't knock them. I can't knock a person you know what I'm saying, that don't have no other choice. Because if you ask me, if it came down to me living in the street eating, or starving rather, being in the cold, and I got to get out here and hustle, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to starve for nobody. And that's the way I look at it. A man, that, my dad always told me, man, a man is not going to ever sit down, a real man ain't going to sit down and let his family starve. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's what I mean. That's what I mean by I don't knock it. I don't knock
right.
How a man got to feed his family. You know what I'm saying? I seen the dude right a couple of days ago down in Greektown. He's selling roses for $5. I bought a rose, and I ain't have a rose to give it to nobody. You know what I'm saying? My girl went with me. You know what I'm saying? But just because I respect his hustle, I don't know what that man might took that $5 to go feed somebody in his family.
Right, and I definitely respect what you're saying, too, cuz. So you're definitely saying that you don't knock a man's hustle, you know what I mean? Because it ain't like he got to sell drugs or nothing like that. His hustle could be out there selling shoes or selling roses, like you said. So I just wanted to clarify that up with Lucinda, you know, that you ain't talking about, you know, the drug trade. You know, you talking about you don't knock a man's hustle because he might hustle roses, or he might decide he wanted to go out and watch somebody's car up and down the street just to get his game on, you know? So I just, you know, it's just all kind of hustles out here, you know what I mean? No man or no woman should be broke, you feel me, when it comes to that. But at the same time, that when it comes to the hustle world and it comes to selling drugs, that's a straight dead-end game, you know what I mean? I'd rather hustle something totally different than drugs, because you ain't going to go to jail for selling no rolls or giving nobody no car wash. But that other side of the game, oh, it's a lot go with that game. And me and my cousin
and
know about that, you know?
I mean,
so when them people get you on that game, when the judge hit the hammer, oh, it's a guarantee you going. But it ain't no guarantee you coming out.
That's the thing. It's a lot of people don't realize. I'm a realist, man. I'm so real with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I watch, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people lose their lives over this. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
I'm just point blank to real with it. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to drug game, you know what I'm saying? First of all, like I was saying, where me and cuz come from, that's what goes on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, right now you ride through my neighborhood and it used to be a nice neighborhood, and you ride through there now, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's like what happened? You know what I'm saying?
It looks like a ghost town.
Yeah, I showed her cuz when we came home. She seen the 19 hole down there, you know what I mean? I told her, I told her when I was young, we used to gamble there all night long from sun up to sundown, you know what I mean? And losing $100,000, $200,000 and sending cash back to get briefcase full of money back in the old days. You know, we just thought the money would never end back then. You know, but for a person to lose $500 nowadays, they'll pull their hair out, you know what I mean? But we were staying there 2-3 days, you know what I mean, losing $100,000, $200,000. And, you know, for people to know about that type of life, you know, some people can't even fathom that kind of money, you know what I mean, because they ain't never even been around that kind of loot, you know. But to been around that kind of money at a young age, you know, when I was 16 and 15 and 17, when y'all used to see me come through the hood, you know, with different cars and things like that, you know. Back then, you know, I didn't know no better. You know what I mean? I was just a young cat out there doing wrong and making things happen. But I didn't have no conscience at that time. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was about just eating. It was about making sure moms were straight, my brothers and sisters were straight, and my kids were straight. But as I got older,
I had to realize
that the streets didn't love me back, you know? So we all got to come to that point where we realized that the streets don't love us back, you know? And that's the point I had to come through my life, you know. So we definitely having a great show right here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, with Black Dean, my cousin, and Miss Lucinda. And now we're going to go to another song called Change, and we'll be right back with Black Dean.
Boy, record. Young Struggle.
In my life, want to make a change, but they just take hope. Put them lyrics. And now I'm selling legal dope on the streets, trying to make that green, but it wasn't easy. Shit I was doing wasn't too set up on being sleazy. But I got past that stage, I had to bail. Living life was hell, but when fat times in the county,
Tonight, and we want to ask you, Black Dean, can you give the people a couple examples of what made you start changing your life even more, some incidents that really touch you with the other incident that touch you with the young ladies coming to the spot with the kids and different things like that. Can you give us some incidents that really, really hit home for you?
I've seen a lot of things, but I got one thing that like really like hit me. It's an incident. We was at Casablanca. You know where is that, cuz?
Yeah, the one I got stabbed in that night.
Yeah, we was at the Casablanca one night. And you know what I'm saying? This was like a regular spot for us. You know what I'm saying? My uncle, he was out there. You know what I'm saying? He's a bodyguard, you know what I'm saying? So we used to always go up there, you know what I'm saying? It's a neighborhood, we know everybody in there. You know what I'm saying? We go party, you know what I'm saying, mess with the females. So this one particular night, you know, we out there, you know, at the club's over. You know what I'm saying? We all standing outside. And dude just walk up the street. And he walked by us. And one of my other cousins was standing right next to this guy. I mean, like, they were standing exactly right next to each other. And this dude just unload fire, shoot this guy up. And this guy, he just fall. And, I mean, he was smoking a cigarette. He just fall. He had his hands in his pocket. And he fell. Still had the cigarette in his mouth. So we all run, you know, everybody duck, you know what I'm saying? We all get up, you know, I'm making sure my family, you know what I'm saying, they okay. You know what I'm saying? My cousin, he was sick at the time, so we really like trying to make sure he alright. And we don't see this dude get up standing next to him, you know what I'm saying? So his people run over there, we all run over there. So, you know, I look down at this dude and I mean, he was like gone. I mean, he was dead. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like right then. It was like I thought about that for months. You know what I'm saying? I thought about that for months. It was one of my partners knew the dude. I rolled down to the hospital with him. You know what I'm saying? Because he went down there to check on him. You know what I'm saying? When we got down, they said he was brain dead. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I just thought about that the whole night, months afterwards, just thinking like, you know what I'm saying? That dude was sitting there. He wasn't even bothering nobody. You know what I'm saying? He was in there partying like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Came outside, and he didn't even make it home. You know what I'm saying? And then later on, you know what I'm saying, I heard, you know, word of the street. Somebody shot him because they was in the club, and he was staring at them.
See,
you know
so that just goes to show you that when you're in them type of settings and them type of places, you know what I mean, and them type of hangouts, bars and things like that, you just never know who looking at who watching who setting themselves up for failure, you know what I mean?
It's crazy. I mean, you can't be in the, I mean, and that's how I thought about it. Like, this dude was in that party, and you know what I'm saying? You know, you going to take this man's life because he was staring at you? You know what I'm saying?
So that opens up your eyes to that right then. You didn't want to even be involved with that no more.
Hey, cuz, I'm 35 years old right now, and I guarantee you right then, I had to be about 25.
Right.
Maybe, I was about 24, 25 then. I own a club now.
It's nothing in there. It's nothing
in
there.
Right now, I do not club.
If it can't be at your own house, you don't need it.
I don't go to clubs. I don't do them.
And you remember, I stopped going many years ago, you know what I mean? So thank God to that, you know?
But it's many incidents, but, I mean, it was just my family, man. I can't see putting that burden on my mother, you know what I'm saying? I can't see putting that burden on my father, you know what I'm saying? Had to bury me for something that I'm out here in the streets into, you know what I'm saying? If I'm going to go, it's going to be because I'm an old man, and that's the way I'm trying to keep it, you know what I'm saying? So.
And that's a blessing, man, you know what I mean? So what advice would you give these youths out here, you know what I mean, at this point in your life, cuz?
I mean, the youth going to be youth, man, and I was talking to a lady earlier today, man. And we was talking about, you know, I want to give a rest in peace and prayers to the family of Darion Albert, I think that's his name. You know what I'm saying? The young fella got beat down in Chicago and they killed him. You know what I'm saying? That was, like, very tragic. It was unnecessary. You know what I'm saying? Kid was only 16 years old. And we was talking about that situation earlier. And like I was telling her, when I was young, when we was kids, I mean, we all was ignorant. We did ignorant things. That's what kids do. You know what I'm saying? The Bible even speak up on it how, you know, a kid is ignorant because he don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it's up to him to be trained, you know, and get the ignorance out. So, I mean, as far as the youth is concerned right now, I mean, I think it's the adults, you know what I'm saying? It's us, you know what I'm saying? We done really start becoming the kids' friends instead of being their leaders and teachers, you know what I'm saying? We trying to be their buddies. It's not about my mama was my buddy. You know what I'm saying? She loved me, but she wasn't my buddy. You know what I'm saying? Well, if I did wrong, she was going to let me know I did wrong. You know what I'm saying? And that translates into your everyday life. You know what I'm saying? I remember an incident when I was 21 years old, man. I was smoking a cigarette walking up the street. You know what I'm saying? My mama called me from two blocks away, called my entire name, and I told my boy, that's my mama. And I didn't even have to turn around or nothing. And he said, what you talking about? I said, whoever just called my name, I said, that's my mama. You know what I'm saying? My mama didn't even know I smoked cigarettes. I dropped that cigarette, and I was 21 years old. You know what I'm saying? So I think the youth right now, they don't have no leadership. You know what I'm saying? They don't have no guidance. They don't have no parents. So they're just doing what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? When we was young, we had limits. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you did that because you respected your mother also. There's a lack of respect in this society today.
I mean, we had a fear factor. It was a fear factor. You know what I'm saying? We feared going to jail. We feared our parents. We feared God. We feared getting shot. We, you know, them things we feared. You know what I'm saying? We didn't want to die. We just wanted to do something stupid. These kids now, they don't fear nothing. They don't fear death. They don't fear shooting nobody. They don't fear getting shot. They don't fear God. They don't fear none of that. So, I mean, right now, I don't put it on the youth. It ain't the youth fault. Because the youth need to be teached. They need to be trained. Who is teaching them? Who is training them? You know what I'm saying? How can we teach them and put them at fault when we ain't teaching? You know what I'm saying? How can I train him if I'm sitting down smoking with him? You know what I'm saying? How can I train him if I'm sitting down drinking with him?
And that's a great point there, because, you know what I mean, like you said, when we was coming up, you know, ain't nowhere in the world you going to sit down and do nothing in front of your mama or with your
never.
Mama, you feel me?
My mama,
you know, that was out the question, you know what I mean?
I was grown. I'm telling you, I was grown, you know what I'm saying? And maybe I got to say, I probably was 24, 25 years old. My mom saw me actually take a drink. You know what I'm saying? And I was uncomfortable with that, but my mama thing then was, I'd rather see you doing it here than you be out in the streets doing it, and then you get in trouble. At least I know you at home, and you can go lay down somewhere. You know what
and
I'm
you're
saying?
A grown man then. You ain't
and
15
I was
or 16.
I was grown.
You ain't 15 or 16 chilling with moms. You know what I mean?
I was grown. You know what I'm saying? To this day, man, if my mother don't drink or, you know, smoke no weed or nothing, you know what
none
I'm saying?
Of that. Our parents ain't never did none of that.
Even if my mother did, I mean, I know people that sit down and smoke with their mama or drink with their mama.
I couldn't even be comfortable like that.
Never, would never happen, cuz.
No, never in history.
Cuz,
you know?
I'm 35. Like I told you, I'm 35, man.
Yeah, but you got so many people out here, like you said, cuz the parents want to be the friend. You know what I mean? Want to sit and drink with their kids, you know what I mean? And all that crazy mess and smoke and all that. But still, you being that image to your kids, you need to be an image to your kids, letting them know, well, hey, what mama might do her thing or daddy might do their thing behind closed door, but I'm not finna sit here with you and do what you're doing. You know, you do that, you know what I mean? But mama and daddy ain't finna do that with you. But you got so many people out here when that jumps off, and then your kids get to disrespecting you. Then people thinking, man, well, damn, why is my kid disrespecting me? Well, your kid is disrespecting you because you done sat and did all this crazy mess in front of them and with them. You feel me? They ain't going to have no respect for you. You know what I mean? No matter who you are.
Not only disrespecting them. See, like I said, it go outside the house. If they ain't respecting their mama and they ain't respecting their daddy,
they ain't respecting nobody.
What do you think they're going to respect anybody else for? They ain't going to respect no teacher. They ain't going to respect
no
police. They ain't going to respect no preacher. Because they don't even respect their mom and daddy.
Thank you.
How the hell do you think they're going to respect somebody in the street? You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, even coming up, and I'm talking about when I was at my worst point, when I was wilding out at my worst point, one thing I never did was disrespect elders, preachers,
or mom.
Churches. Now my mom's would have handled me. I mean,
you feeling me? And that's the type of air we came from. Like me, no matter what I ever did, cuz, did I ever disrespect moms?
I don't know.
Never, cuz my mama is my queen. My mother is the one that sits right there on the throne. You feel me? So regardless if you do wrong, you don't never bring that to your mama. You don't never bring that to your mama's house. You don't never put that in your mama's face. You feel me? And that's what these kids do nowadays. You know, they feel like they just disrespect their parents and try to tell their parents what to do and, you know, just lazy nowadays. You know what I mean? And has no sense of direction or no morals out here. And that's why we got the program and we got the movement, The Streets Don't Love You Back, because it starts with the parents and the youth. You feel me? If you are parents out there sitting down drinking, smoking weed, getting high with your kids, well, then you need to take a look in the mirror. And we saying this right here on The Streets Don't Love You Back show tonight. If you one of them parents and you doing that with your kids, you really need to take a look at yourself in the mirror. You feel me? And then ask yourself, why is you being disrespected by your kids? You feel me? Because you're being disrespected by your kids because you're trying to be a friend and trying to be whatever you're trying to be because you ain't being the parents, because the real parents ain't finna sit and get high and drink and smoke weed with no kids. Bottom line. So take a look in the mirror, people.
The Bible says, leave
God
where you want him to go. You know what I'm saying?
What'd you say, Miss Lucinda?
I said that's when the parents are trying to be friends. But then I also hear, and I'm guilty of it too, well, my kids are already doing it, you know, and my kids are all young adults now, but, before, you know, they're, even though they were taught all their lives and they were taken to church all their lives, you know, and you know, you can teach some kids everything good and they're still going to do the wrong thing because that's what they choose. But, you know, a lot of parents say, well, I'd rather have my kids drinking here at home than out there, you know, after the football game, driving around with their friends and getting a car accident and everybody dies. You know, so what do you, you know?
I mean, but you know, like, I mean, a kid is going to be a kid. I mean, kids going to make mistakes.
Exactly.
Kids going to do crazy things. They going to, you know, that's just being a kid. It's about having a foundation. You know what I'm saying?
Bottom line.
You got a foundation. You know what I'm saying? It's going to bring you back. You know what I'm saying? My mama, let me tell you, my mama, even though I used to sit at home, and you know what I'm saying, me and my homies, we used to get towed up, we sit on the porch, we shoot dice in front of us. My mama would still come out on the front porch, preach, have a sermon, tell everybody, you know, the Lord going to take this from you, you know what I'm saying? And as I got older, you know what I'm saying, right now, man, I don't smoke weed. You know, I might drink every now and then. I don't smoke weed. I don't do none of that. I don't hang out like that no more. And I sit back and think sometimes, like my mama said, the Lord gonna take that from you. You know what I'm saying? So it's foundation. You know what I'm saying? You can't,
right.
you can't go and start disciplining a child at 15 when you should have been disciplining him at 2.
Exactly.
You can't.
And you got so many people that do that, cuz. You feel me?
You can't let a child run wild from 2 to 15, and then once he turns 15 years old, you decide
you want to be mama.
Foot down. You gonna put your foot down. This is a grown man or woman,
please.
Now.
Right.
Right.
Work like that.
Yeah, you might as well go have a seat with that one because the disrespect.
Well a...
Right. The disrespect is already done set in. You feel me?
They done raised themselves.
Right. You
they
know.
They raised themselves. You know what I'm saying? You,
so we.
But the Bible said you train a child the way you want him to go.
Right, and they'll be able to come back to foundation because if a child don't know real foundation, well, they don't know what to come back to. You feel me?
Exactly.
They still living in ignorance. You did?
Right.
Because there was no foundation built. But you got kids that know about foundation and don't even go back to the foundation because they're so influenced by these kids out here, you know what I mean, that's thinking they cool and doing something crazy. Then next thing you know, like you said, cuz, you know what I mean, association, you know what I mean? And you ain't being undid nothing, and you sitting in the penitentiary for the rest of your life, ain't pulled no trigger.
Well,
nowhere.
I mean, you just think how many guys sitting in jail right now doing life.
But no reason.
That I didn't do it.
Yeah. But they did do it because they was there. So they should have pulled the trigger and told my man to let me get to hold a gun, too, and shoot me a shot off. Because you finna go sit down, too.
You might as well.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we having a great show tonight with Black Dean, Miss Lucinda, the BOYD in the house. And we definitely hope you out there listening to this knowledge that we're kicking out here. And we're going to go to a couple of commercials, and we'll be right back with Black Dean.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back here. You already know what it is. The streets don't love you back. We're going to go to one more track, be back with Black Dean. We're going to go to the hard remix of the Streets Don't Love You Back track. Be right back with Black Dean in the house. What's up, what's up? This RB checking in with the Streets Don't Love You Back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug / drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that.
In these streets, no one above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love if you want to. But know these streets, they don't love you, they don't love you.
Everybody's around here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying your community, and stop destroying yourself, baby. So when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player? Because the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that. But once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby. They don't love you back. It's the streets, baby. They don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In the street, no one's above you. In the street, no one can touch you. In the street, love
is everyone. This track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real Freeway Ricky Ross. Jeff Step Down, May 4th, we sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing, you feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say fuck the fence. Life is just I gotta go and get a bit. God, get caught up in moving shit, I'm strong. It started from my home, so I'm at home with pressures. Are we all alone when we born? We all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try. Can probably make it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all is true with us, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough. But if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm a bust. I'm overstuffed with propaganda. This is slander and lies. Try to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise. Cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body. You can see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead. Jump out of bed, paranoid. I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead. Cause I just can't move. Freestyle life off the head. Cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals so you never stray away. Let the past be the past and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
let
on.
Let us all be checking back in with you. Like I said, it's that trap of knowledge. Let you young brothers and sisters understand that, hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, right back here. You feel me? At the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show with my main man, Black Dean. And we're going to turn the mic over to Lucinda, and she can finish asking Black Dean some questions.
All right. I just wanted to ask you, you know, you were a few years younger than Boyd growing up there in Detroit. And, he was one of the, I guess, influential gangsters in Detroit back in the day. Tell me how you saw him, and was he a big influence in your life then?
Cuz, you know what I'm saying? Cuz is a different generation for me. So when Cuz was doing this thing, I was a young fella. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So, I mean, he was always cousin to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and a lot of my cousins that's in my age group, that's how we looked at him, because we didn't have a lot of males in our family. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my family is all women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My grandfather, you know what I'm saying? He passed when I was younger. So, I mean, you know, cuz of my uncle was the only male figures really we looked up to. So he was just cuz of me. But, you know what I'm saying? I looked at him as he was successful. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, I didn't look at him as, you know what I'm saying? He was no drug dealer, excuse me, or, you know what I'm saying, or he was no hustler, or he was no gangster, none. I just looked at him, he was cuz, you know what I'm saying, cuz getting money. You know what I'm saying? I'm wanna do what cuz doing, you know what I'm saying? Whatever he doing, you know what I mean? When cuz got married, you know what I'm saying, cuz hopped out of a Rolls Royce. You know what I'm saying? I'll never forget that. You know what I'm saying? I was probably 10 years old.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cuz hopped out in the silver Rolls Royce. I'm like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Like he was, you know what I'm saying, Al Capone. So I mean, I can't necessarily say I looked at him as a gangster or a hustler like probably somebody else in the street did. You know what I'm saying? Because he was my family. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just looked at him as, you know, I want to, you know what I'm saying? I want to be like cuz, you know what I mean? And, you know, even when I used to live with my dad, cuz used to ride through, blow in front of the crib, you know what I'm saying? Check on me. You need a couple dollars. You know what I'm saying? What you doing? He throw me, you know, $20, $30, you know what I'm saying? So he was just cuz of me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I looked up to him from that point. Like he was family, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
you know, he just put my radar on a high level. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to accept mediocre. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I want it, I'm going to get it because I know it's reachable. You know what I'm saying? I seen a young nigga getting a Rolls Royce. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So you can't tell me it ain't reachable. You know
right.
what I'm saying? It's just how you reach it. And maybe cuz reached it at the wrong way, but he reached it. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So that's how I looked at him. That's how he influenced me. You know what I'm saying? You know, he was just successful as my cousin. You know?
Right. Well, tell us what you're doing now and how, I mean, you got out of that life. And tell us how you got into the hip-hop life and what's going on in your life right now with your music.
Well, I always was in, you know, I was always in rap. You know what I'm saying? Actually, hustlers turned me on to rap because, like I said, I was a church boy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, when I was younger, it was a spot. It used to be right next door to my house. They used to play Run DMC all day, every day. And I used to be like, what is this I'm hearing? You know what I'm saying? I'm liking it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's how I got off into hip-hop. So I always was into hip-hop. I just never pursued it. You know what I'm saying? And then once I started pursuing it and I started learning the business, you know what I'm saying? You know, it took me, I traveled with it. You know, me and cuz did our thing with the music. And then, you know, I was blessed, you know what I'm saying, to hook up with my partner. You know, he was signed to Interscope for a while. We traveled for about 2 or 3 years, you know what I'm saying? I done been all over the country, you know what I'm saying? I done partied with Hugh Hefner, you know what I'm saying? I done partied with Nelly, Ja Rule. You know, I've been around a lot of influential people. But then that fell off, you know what I'm saying? And that was another lesson in life. Like, if your business is not right, if your I's ain't dotted and your T's ain't crossed, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying, all that come crumbling down. So when it all came crumbling down, I was back in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So only thing I knew to do from that point was hustle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I went back to hustling, and, you know what I'm saying, I got caught up in a little jam with the police, you know what I'm saying, and I felt like I was too old for that. You know what I'm saying? I sat in a cell for 3 days, and, you know what I'm saying, just listening to stories of how guys was in there. And this was their fifth time back. You know, it was actually guys sitting in the county reading their names on the wall. I did that last time I was here. So, I mean, I knew that I was getting too old for that. I was getting too old to be going to jail. So once I got out of that situation, you know what I'm saying, I'm just going to get me a job. I've always been doing my music, but I ended up getting me a job, you know what I'm saying, taking care of myself, you know what I'm saying. I got back to school. I'm back in school right now, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, congratulations on that, cuz.
Yeah, you know, I'm taking some college courses, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm just, I'm like, trying to show people, like, especially my family. That's the only thing I worry about is my family. I don't worry about the outside, you know what I'm saying? You know, if my family, my family and my friends, that's the most important to me. So the younger ones under me, I try to show them, like, you know what I'm saying, you see how I'm living, you know what I'm saying? I did it legally. You know what I'm saying? I look damn way better than Dope Man. I ride just as good as he. I dress just as good as he. And I'm doing illegal. You know what I'm saying? So don't think that that's your only route. You know what I'm saying? It's not your route. I wear just as many diamonds as he do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm doing illegal. You know what I'm saying? So that's my message. Like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to feel guilty because you want to have a nice ride and you want the nice clothes and you want the jewelry. You ain't got to feel guilty because you want that. You know what I'm saying? But it's how you get it. You know what I'm saying? You can get it in the right way and still have it. It might take you a little longer than what the dope man go cash it out. It might take you a little longer. You know what I'm saying? But you can get it just like he can, and you look just as good as he doing, look better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Make him think, well, who is my man on the scene looking good? You know what I'm saying? My word. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
His time is coming real short.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know
and
what
you
saying?
Still punching your clock. So that's definitely a good point right there, cuz, that you just broke it down for the youths right there. You know what I mean? You're in school. You're working now. You know what I mean? And you're doing exactly what you should be doing out of all your adversities you done been through. And now you got something to show yourself along with your mother now. You know what I mean? So
yeah, man,
that's
you know,
a great
man,
thing.
I appreciate that day, cuz. You know, so when I came off the road, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was on a high because, you know, I came off the road. I was flying to Vegas and Florida and Myrtle Beach and doing all this. And then I came home, God took all that from me. You know what I'm saying? I was back home with nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it took me from there. I started working. I was making $6 an hour, cuz. You know, I was making $6 an hour. I was a grown man making $6 an hour. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there like, what the hell? You know what I'm
what's
saying?
What's really going on?
Right, exactly. But this was my thing. My choice was I could be sitting at home.
Without nothing.
Or I can make these $6.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
And they legal $6.
They legal $6. So I figured, hey, $6 beats zero any day.
Man.
I was very good in school.
Holler if you hear me, people. You heard what the young man said? $6 will beat a blank. So you want to be the man with $6 or you want to be the man on the other side of the dock saying, I have nothing but lint in my pocket. You do the math, my people. You feel me? I think Black Dean said something a mouthful to you people tonight. You know, $6 always beat a blank in your pocket. So listen to that, my people.
Or nothing and sitting behind bars for the rest of your life.
Amen. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? I grind that $6, man. You know what I'm saying? It was a grind, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, I was a hustle. I could hustle the street.
There it is.
You know
say that
I mean?
Again, Black Dean.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's real talk.
If you can hustle the street, you can do what?
I can hustle this job.
There it is,
you know
my people.
So,
hey, I hope you people definitely listen to this knowledge. What Black Dean saying tonight, you feel me? So a hustler don't mean you just a hustler and no drugs. You feel me, people? A hustler mean you're a hustler at whatever you do. If you got a legal job, you hustle your job. You feel me? If you're a car wash man, be the best hustler at washing cars. If you're a man who build houses, be the best hustler at building houses. So the hustle don't mean sell drugs all the time, people. So let's get that through your thick brain out there, my people, you know? So,
I'm like Jay-Z, you put me on God's green earth, I triple my worth. It don't matter where you put me at.
Dig that.
I don't know losing. You know,
there
like
it is.
I went from $6 and I dropped Cadillac.
Bottom line. That speaks what it say, ladies and gentlemen.
I dropped
know?
Cadillac. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't selling no drugs.
I don't sell no dope.
You feel
so,
me? I hustle my job.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard that from Black Dean. And we're going to let Lucinda say her last messages on the show, and then we're going to say goodnight to everybody. You know, we got 5 more minutes, and we're going to let Lucinda say her last messages for the night.
Well, we'd just like to tell you, Michael, that we're proud of you for, you know, everything that you've done and for you getting your education and doing what you're doing. You know, we hope that you continue to do your music on the side because, you know, you do have a message that even through your music that, you know, you can get out to the youth or to anybody that's lived the kind of life that you've lived and maybe through your music, you know, you can be an example to them as well. We just want to let everybody know that our book is in several public libraries and just less than a month that the book has been released, so we're really, really excited. The book is just going global. Right now we have, our book is in British Columbia, Toronto, Canada, Fulton, I believe that's like in the Atlanta, Georgia area. It's a library down there, Fulton, Georgia. Soon to be in Stockton, California, and here in Arizona. And as well, it's in Cincinnati Library, and we'll be in 12 libraries around Cincinnati in the Hamilton County. And it's also in the Detroit Library, and we're working to get that into several other libraries around Detroit. And then it's also in the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit, Michigan. And the last we talked to them, they were also considering doing a play based on the book. So, you know, the book is just popping. The book is out there. You know, it's going across country. It's going, you know, to other countries. And we are just really, really excited to get the word out. The Streets Don't Love You Back movement the foundation of the movement is based on the book, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And the movement is just striving to educate our youth about the dangers of gang violence and drugs, and that there's a lot of alternatives to living that gang-banging, thug, drug, street hustle life. And, you know, we just want to encourage everybody to, you know, whatever you do, like Rob said, just be the best you can be out there and try to get yourself off the streets and try to, you know, we just stress getting an education, because an education is going to, you know, take you to all kinds of places in this world. And there's so many different ways of getting educated nowadays to educate yourself. You know, there's the internet. If you don't have a computer, you can go to a library. You know, there's just so many things that you can do out there to rise up above everything else that tries to hold you down. And we just, you know, encourage everyone to, you know, just to every day try to become a better person and to do better things no matter where you're at or what you're doing. And again, Michael, I would just like to thank you for coming on tonight and sharing your life with us. And Rob, I turn it back to you for a minute.
Yeah. My cousin, I wanted you to, you told me earlier, cuz, but you can tell Lucinda that you wanted us to have the reception in Detroit when we got married. You know, I ain't tell her you said that, but you can tell her.
Oh, yeah, you know, you got to party with the family. You know,
well, let's know. We will definitely let you know.
Yeah, so, you know, my family is always excited about what I'm doing, you know what I mean? And that the family is definitely happy for me, you know what I mean, with Lucinda. So, you know, we definitely want the world to know that. You know, the whole Guyton family, Boy family, is definitely excited about us, you know what I mean? And we just want to give my cousin Black Dean his last shout-outs and, you know, say what he got to say and any shout-outs he got to give, and then we're going to tune off.
Oh, yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout-out to my whole Black Bottom family. You know what I'm saying? Trank Dilla Music, my boy Cho. You know what I'm saying? My boy Chili Will, that's my cousin. You know what I'm saying? You know you're going to hear this. He's going to be laughing.
You already know. What's up, Chill Will? What's up, cuz? You know I'm going to see you, boy, when I come home. You feel me?
Yeah. You know, just shout-out to the fam, man. You know what I'm saying? Proud of you, man. You got your book out, man. I wish you the best on it, you know. You know you always keep you something going. I can give you that. You keep you something going, my brother.
You silly cuz. Thank you, cuz. Yeah, hey, boy, since y'all was young, boy, you know, big cuz always done kept it popping, ain't him?
Hey, D-Boss.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know the name of the trade, boy. It ain't no reason a grown man should be what?
Sitting down, doing nothing.
Yes, it's no reason a man's pocket should have lints in it. It is no excuse. If you a man on this earth here, where we came from, out the Black Bottoms, baby, it is no reason for a man to have not to have nothing in his pocket, baby. If you're a man with lint in your pocket, oh, it's a sad affair in America. You feel me? Because I grew up from the Black Bottoms, people. You feel me? And put that out there. I ain't ashamed to tell you where I come from the straight ghetto, and made it. You feel me? Been on top. Holler if you hear me. We out. The streets don't love your back, baby. But I love my missus, Miss Lucinda. Holla.
Thank you. And join us each Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, 11:30 p.m. Eastern time, right here on the Streets Don't Love You Back radio talk show. Have a good night.
See ya.
See you next week.
Holla at you, cuz. Thanks.
All right, cuz. All right, now.
Yeah. LD.
You know, far too often we look back in hindsight and wish,
say, I wish I just had one more chance.
regrets won't let me forget that I done let down the best of my years. But you can see the drive in my eyes and the hidden surprise, because I haven't searched up to see. With my chin to the sky, high hope the sunshine, life is on the line with no place to tears. I'm in need of a change, maybe from the inside out. Set these two up for a train to try to shut my mouth. I done seen a lot of things that I never talked about. If I could do it all again, I'd never let them in my house. I done made some mistakes, apologize and reconcile. I done changed all my ways from what I was as a child. Stood on my mama, great rain pour down from the cloud. Drop to my knees and pray that I have a reason to smile. Was a youngest looking hard, running around any street, chasing girls, thought I learned all the world had to teach. But one day I lied awake, realized I didn't know it, and it hit me like a brick. Wish I could do it all again, but I can't, and I ain't. Anyway, I read and brave, write my future like a book. As I turn another page, as the lights go down, I walk across the stage, rub the law full up, but more importantly, I pray that everything will be okay. And somehow I know it is. All I gotta do right now is get through this bullshit. Keep my chin to the sky, put my back against the wall. Fuck out, I will fight, scratch and claw, and still stand tall in the belly of the beast. Be afraid of nothing in this world has got to be. Sometimes I still slip if I forget my sleep, but that's why I hit my knees soon as I leave the sheet. No more waiting. Life is not a game. Sometimes you might not get a second chance. Jealous of others. Do for your damn self.